This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Monday morning. Well, free agency is in 1 week. I mean, we really are getting close to finding out an awful lot about some very key Eagles players. And, of course, those that could become Eagles players. So, big week for this to preview that. Joel obviously shut down, so we'll talk about that. Philly season starts in 3.5 weeks. We'll talk an awful lot about that. A lot to do, all of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny. Good morning.
Good morning. Dentures were commonly made from the teeth of dead soldiers until the middle 1800s.
Well, it's kind of weird and brutal.
It is weird.
Yeah.
And brutal. But huge battle, like Battle of Waterloo, which was 1815,
mm-hmm.
was a major gold mine for dentists at the time who went out and farmed teeth.
I don't know about farmed, but I get your point. It's the correct probably use of the word according to the dictionary, but it's a little nasty. Then again, there's people walking around right now with other people's hearts.
True.
And so, tis life.
It's incredible.
Tis life.
It's incredible. You know what else was incredible? You wore a sweatshirt to work today.
I did.
Just a sweatshirt. I walked into work today to see Joe outside. And I had to check my phone. I actually saw Joe. I said, wait, isn't it in the 20s right now?
Yeah.
Isn't it 22 degrees outside?
Yeah, we walk like 13 steps to get inside the building. I figured I could suck it up.
Well, did you teleport to that
steps
from the building?
I'm going to give you an analogy, John. It's kind of like how Phillies fans right now can't suck it up and freaking prepare for this year emotionally. I got to tell you something. I'm not going to ridicule, but I will tell people this. I am dismayed that there are so many people so flat with the coming baseball season. Now, guys, we're going to do all the Eagles stuff today and Sixers stuff. There's a lot of good topics there. I mean, good meaning topics, but not good circumstances in some cases, like the Sixers with Embiid. It really stinks. We know it stinks. We'll talk about it. Since our last show, he was shut down for the year. Obviously, the Eagles are riding high, and we'll see how much they can keep. But let's start Phillies today, because we've got a season starting in about 3 weeks, and I consistently feel that with the phone calls we receive here on the show, and just talking to friends around town, there's a lot of people, I'll use the word flat, not emotionally ready, not feeling it. And I know what it stems from. It stems from last year with the way it ended in October. I know it stems from 3 years in a row losing in October. And I do believe in part it stems from the Eagles having won the Super Bowl. And this quick transition, like, oh my God, like Phillies are about to start. Yeah, they are. And people aren't there yet. All right, here's the deal. I want to hear from you at 215-592-9494 to find out if you're one of the people not there yet or if you're with me and emotionally ready and fired up for this coming season. Guys, we waited so long for our baseball team to get good, and they are good. I'd argue they're great. Some people wouldn't. That is certainly a debatable thing, whether they are very good or great. But I know this. They're a hell of a lot better than they were for most of our lives. They're certainly a lot better than they were for most of last decade. Remember 2012, 13, 14, I could go really slow, 15, get all the way up to 21. Remember how brutal that was? John, we got a squad that's got a shot to win a World Series. We got a squad that should make the postseason.
I do believe that.
We also have a squad, by the way, and someone say, well, I fear this. We have a squad that has, I think, a fascinating division race up ahead. I mean, rarely in Philadelphia sports do you have a division as strong as Phillies, Braves, Mets. Look, Phils might not win it. I got a guy like James, and I get it. He's not even sure he wants the Phillies to win the division because of the reality of you get that bye and it slows you down. Like, I don't know yet, but I know this. I'm looking forward to the 6 months. I'm looking forward to Bryce Harper. I'm looking forward to a, I think, borderline historic rotation. So, ladies and gentlemen, like, tell me where you're at emotionally, because know this. Couple weeks from this thing starting, I'm ready. And I feel a lot of people are not. So I want to hear from you today at 215-592-9494. Either side of the ledge you're on.
Oh, yeah, I'm on the ledge.
Yeah, ledger you're on. Are you feeling it? Are you feeling fired up and ready and excited? Really excited for the coming baseball season, which should be their fourth straight year making the postseason. Or are you like what I think a lot of our phone calls have been in the last two or three weeks? Down, not happy.
I'm not down.
Frustrated.
No, come on, man. I'm not down. I'm not unhappy.
What are you, John?
But I'm not ready to just move on quite yet. I'm sorry. We just had the freaking parade, man. It really does feel like I was just out there celebrating with the entire city. And the bright sunshine that just shone in our faces all day long still feels like it's shining. And I'm extremely excited to return to Clearwater. We get to go back this week. I'm so excited, but my brain's still dwelling on football more than in past years. I don't want to move on from that celebration just yet.
Okay.
And I feel like I can balance the two. I feel like, hey,
I think a lot of people aren't though.
Football.
A lot of people aren't balancing it. Is what I think. That's what I want to hear from. Like, where are you? I want to hear from everyone. Where are you on the emotional side of this thing? Because John, I hear
you. The weather's still winter. You know, we just talked about it. It's 22 degrees.
Yeah.
The weather's still winter out. The season feels like it just wrapped up, the football season, and we're celebrating the greatness of a world championship.
Yep.
It just happened.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
It just happened.
Look, I'm not saying move off that. I really, right. I don't think I am. I'm not saying that. I am not saying that. But what I am saying is, can we emotionally get ready for a baseball season that is starting soon? I mean,
it still doesn't feel quite real yet.
People going to jump into it in May?
Actually feel real to you?
That the Eagles won?
Well, that the Eagles won and that baseball is about to start. Everything has been so accelerated.
It has.
And it does not, it still feels false. It still feels like it's dream come true type situation.
There's two things that feel off in a weird way. I mean, one is that the Eagles won in such a dramatic fashion. We haven't had anything like that since the 83 Sixers. Like, 08 Phil, 17 Eagles. There's nothing that was that dominant. So that part is psychologically different. And the other, John, as you've pointed out, the calendar's off. It's not 2020 off. Remember 2020, like everything was off? It's not that off. And this is a good off. Like, don't get me wrong. This is, the Eagles just won the Super Bowl. And by the way, it's March, and the Eagles might, I mean, you're talking about, John, celebrating players, some of whom aren't going to be Eagles in 7 days.
Yeah.
So the calendar is different. I mean, free agency is barreling toward us. Some of these guys we love are going to be gone in 7 days.
But they are still Eagles now.
And I know that.
Threw them beers.
I know.
And hit them.
No, in some cases, that's right. So I get that the calendar is, you know, off, so to speak, and that affects the way a lot of people, I think, are viewing the Phillies. But, I mean, just know this. Like, I'm ready to rock and roll. I'm looking forward to it. James, tell me where you are. And, again, I want to hear from everyone, 215-592-9494. Whatever, you know, sort of thing you're on in this regard, side you're on, if you will. James, where do you feel with the Phillies right now?
Well, don't come at me because I am conflicted. Yeah. I like very few people you know who love baseball as a sport as much as I do. And, like, I know that I should be more excited for the Phillies than I am. But to Richie's point, I'm still flying high after the Eagles. Like, I am. Like, I still feel that glory within me. And I still, even if I see the word New Orleans, boom, Super Bowl. I get a bowl of cereal for my daughter. I'm like, bowl, Super Bowl, boom. Like, I can't help. It's so present in my mind. But I think it's that combined with the way the Phillies exited last season in particular after the year before against the Mets, what the Dodgers did this offseason compared to what the Phillies did. Like, yeah. I know the Phillies can win the World Series. I know they're one of the 5, 6, 7 best teams in baseball. I get it, but I still focus on what I've seen, this like potential fatal flaw that I've seen the last two seasons. And with the Eagles doing what they did and having this bar so high, like, I just struggle to believe they're going to meet the bar. And it's keeping me from getting fully excited.
Okay, I get it. Let me ask you a question. Because I'm curious if you've thought this yet, James. And I'm not trying to be Pollyanna positive guy. I'm really not.
Yeah.
Have you thought about the fact that as bad as the end of the Phillies was last year, it really was not as bad as the Eagles ending in 2023?
Wow. Stopped me in my tracks right there.
Right? Like, I know we talk about the Phillies had a mediocre last 4 months, and that is true. They were basically an average team for 4 months, June through, you know, very, very early October. They were average. I get that. But, I mean, the Eagles couldn't beat the Cardinals in 2023.
Honestly, they couldn't beat the Giants.
I mean, the Eagles were down 27-0 against the Giants, and then Sirianni's like, all right, let's take the starters out. And then they played the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the game was over before it started. So, I don't know, guys. Like, you tell me where you're at 215-592-9494. Look, I sign up knowing that a great baseball team has a shot to win a World Series usually won't. And I mean that. Like, I accept the fact that there is a better chance than not that the Phillies will not win the World Series this year and will be in the same position next year as a fan base, except it'll be one more year they didn't win it all. But I also know this. They might win it all. I mean, holy hell, if you ask me who I thought had a better shot to win it all, the Eagles in August or the Phillies right now, I mean, I'm just telling you, I would tell you the Phillies right now with the way we felt last Eagles offseason. You tell me where you're at, 215-592-9494. If you want to cry over last year, I get it, guys. It hurts. I get it. That Lindor home run, holy hell. Holy freaking hell. But you know what? You got to get back in it, man. I mean, I'll tell you this. I hope the Phillies players are feeling it more than some fans are. All right, look, I'm not trying to chastise you. I really am just curious where you feel, how you feel, and what you're thinking.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.